E-News, I'm Ben Thomas. Voting underway, Election Day nearing. The presidential candidates are pressing their cases. Kamala Harris speaking to reporters about Donald Trump's comment yesterday that he will protect women, whether women like it or not.
Very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority, their right, and their ability to make decisions about their own lives, including their own bodies. And this is just the latest on a series of reveals.
In New Mexico, Trump says Harris is dividing the country, not him.
She just says anything that comes to her mind. She's a liar. She's worse than crooked Hillary. At least Hillary was intelligent. She was a very intelligent one. This one is a total stiff. You can't have her as your president.
Jordan Wilkie at WITF Radio in Harrisburg reports the number of false and misleading claims about voting are on the rise.
You have to be alive on Election Day for your vote to count in Pennsylvania. David Voy, division manager for Allegheny County Elections, says counties update their voter rolls regularly.
Once a voter is marked deceased, the ballot, if returned, cannot be accepted.
As with the dead, non-citizens are not allowed to vote. Daniel Mallinson, a Penn State associate professor who studies elections, says concerns about election administration keep coming up over and over.
All these claims of coordinated voter fraud or non-citizens voting in large numbers, there just isn't evidence of that.
Voter fraud, in general, breaks a lot of laws. For non-citizens, registering and voting each carry steep penalties, including the possibility of deportation, fines, and imprisonment. In Harrisburg, I'm Jordan Wilkie.
Rudy Giuliani's missed a deadline to turn over belongings to two former Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation lawsuit against him. A moving company and lawyers expected to be given access to his Manhattan apartment. And rocket fire from Lebanon killed 7 people in northern Israel today, while Israeli airstrikes on Hezbollah killed 24 in Lebanon. This is AP News. The Fed's preferred gauge shows inflation dropped to 2.1% in September from a year ago, barely above its 2% target, and in line with readings in 2018, well before the pandemic. Jobless claims down last week and mortgage rates up again, a 30-year averaging 6.72%. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Drops in big technology stocks pulled major indexes lower on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell 1.9% Thursday, its biggest loss in 8 weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 378 points. It's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 2.8%. Microsoft and Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, weighed on the market. Both companies delivered better profit than forecast for the latest quarter, but investors were expecting even more. Other influential big tech stocks also fell, including Nvidia and Amazon. Treasury yields held mostly steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.